Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. Brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, also Tall Grass Motors, and powered on Facebook Live by Arvest Bank. Hello, Charlene Dew. How do you do?
You like that, don't you, Tom?
Oh, I'm just silly today.
You're not the original of that. You know?
No, I'm
I've
not.
Heard that. A lot. There's been various takes on my last name, but yes. I am good, and thank you for having me on.
We love having you here. What's new with Big Brothers and Big Sisters?
Well, it's really exciting. We've got lots of stuff on the horizon. We operate on a fiscal year, so October 1st is our new year.
Mm-hmm.
So we are just looking forward to getting out of the gridlock we've been in for the last 18 months and really looking to match some kids with mentors that they desperately need. And that's why I keep coming on to make the plea. But we're also starting our planning for Bowl for Kids' Sake 2022.
Yes.
And hoping to get back to the great participation and support that we've always had from the Bartlesville community. And we've set the date for big event, which is our dinner and auction. Mm-hmm. It's August the 27th, which mm-hmm. is the fourth Saturday in August. Mm-hmm. And our theme is going to be back to the 80s.
Well, I
so
like that.
It's going to be, well, mm-hmm. the tag may actually mm-hmm. change a little as we market and consider, but that's the
vision. That's the vision.
Yeah. That's the direction we're headed in. So that's going to be real fun. And Bowl for Kids' Sake this year, we're really looking at, we are the most successful Bowl for Kids' Sake in the state, always have been.
Sweet.
Probably more successful than most in the country
mm-hmm.
because we're raising probably $4 per capita, and that's
pretty darn
successful
good.
For yeah. Bowl for, right. But Bowl for Kids' Sake took a hit mm-hmm. last year because of COVID, and we're hoping to be out of that and back to our good normal selves mm-hmm. and we're looking at how we can make our bowl parties more fun and engage people because it is a fun it's mm-hmm. a fun way to get involved and mm-hmm. to raise money that helps support the mentoring and families and children in our community.
Trick shot competition. As long as no bones are broken, you're fine.
What's a trick shot competition?
Well, yeah, maybe bowl between your legs or bowl behind your back. Yeah, no, something to put a little extra spin on it, you know? Like a
no,
warm-up before
no
everything
pun
gets going.
Intended, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, we went to nine pin no tap a few years ago.
How'd that work?
Awesome. The people mm-hmm. love it. Mm-hmm. It makes the bowling more fun because mm-hmm. 95% of the people who participate in Bowl for Kids' Sake bowl once a year for
and
us.
Yes. They save it all up for one big day.
Yeah, it's one big shot. And so 9-pin no-tap is, it bowls fast. You bowl faster. Mm-hmm. If you get a strike on your first, what is it? If you get 9 pins down on your first ball, it counts as a strike.
Got it.
There you go. And so it the game goes faster. Mm-hmm. It's more fun for people who are not traditional bowlers.
Got it.
And then we do colored head pin. So if you get a colored head pin and you get a strike with the colored head pin, then you get a prize. They're just fun, goofy prizes.
I know, but it's fun because, you know, you get excited when you see that come up there.
Well, and it seems like the bowling center was handing out those big goofy glasses, and that seemed to be the most popular one.
It's the oddest things that'll catch on, you
yeah,
know?
Right, you know. And we always have good door prizes, mm-hmm. but we try to maybe add some things to that. And so we're really looking to make it a fun party, come back and be engaged.
Well, that's great. You know, you said something just before we got on the air, and I thought that was really a pretty good phrasing. It's time to get off the recliner and get back into the community. I like that.
Guess I should be careful what I say off the record.
Right? Well, I thought it was actually pretty good because, you know, you kind of get into a rut sometimes and you take life a little easy and sometimes you just kind of put the blinders on and you're really not, you know, paying attention to what's going on around you. And once you kind of get up off that, you know, couch, you kind of see there's a big old world out there and there might be some kids who could probably benefit from, you know, your experiences, your wisdom, and maybe the call of mentorship might enter into the arena.
Well, we've all, you know, the COVID in this pandemic has not been kind to on many levels and many ways. But it also, it does, the upside is people did slow down because they weren't out running around with their hair on fire. On the other hand, we've created a sense of inertia. And we need to overcome that. And we need to realize that our communities are only going to work if the people in them are giving back to them. And, you know, we have many needs in the community, lots of nonprofits, lots of things that need to get done. And we really need people to think, hey, you know, what can I do? How can I involve, for us, it's how can I involve a youth in the things I'm already doing? You know, it's not, if you know how to be a friend and you have a heart for kids, then you know how to be a be a mentor.
You're good.
It's not complicated.
No,
it's just you have, and the mentors that come in, you know, a lot of times we'll hear them say, I came in thinking I was going to make a difference for a child and didn't realize how much of a difference it was going to make for me as well. You know, and we've got great people. We had a miniature golf match activity at the Sooner Junior last Thursday, you know, and just watching those mentors, those big brothers with their littles and how much fun they were having and the just the things that were happening around that. It was just really fun to watch, you know, and so I would just encourage everyone who's listening, and if you're listening and you're thinking this is not the right time in my life, or I couldn't possibly add one more thing to what I'm doing, or I don't even really like kids, but you know somebody who does, you know people. So be an ambassador, be a person who's out there advocating for when you're talking to people, you know, like, you would be a good big brother. You would be a good big sister. You'd be a good big brother, big sister couple. You know, you have some things that you could share, because that is the most effective recruitment method, is talk, is personal talking. It's people going, you know what? You'd be a good big brother. Have you ever thought about it? And you may be the person that plants the seed and they think about it for a year, and then somebody else comes along and says, you know, have you ever thought about being a big brother or big sister? And they say, you know, I've been thinking about that. I think it's time to do it. So we need seed planters. We need people to be out there just talking about what are the needs in our community and how might you get involved.
And you have so many great partners in the community, too, that benefit from big brothers and big sisters, and the benefit comes right back to big brothers and big sisters, too. It's a really good reciprocation we got going
on there. Yeah, and we're really excited because we're going to be, Dewey is allowing volunteers in the schools, and actually, the Key Club, Debbie Thorson, who's the advisor for Key Club, Key Club is the student component of Kiwanis Club, for those who may not know, actually called us and said, I have five high school students who want to be site-based mentors. Can we do that? I'm like, yes. If you're allowing, you know, volunteers to be back in the schools, we'd love to rebuild that program. So right now we have seven high school mentors, and Courtney Fry is working on getting the referrals to us. And so we theoretically, all the pieces coming together, will have seven site-based matches at the Dewey, on the Dewey campus. And the Dewey School is really set up perfectly because their elementary and high school is on the same campus. So the connecting is much easier because they have to see their little in the after school hour. And so that's just really exciting that we're able to do that. And as soon as Bartlesville schools are at the point where they're allowing students back in, or volunteers back in the school, then we will rebuild those programs. We'll start with Wilson. It's going to be exciting for the kids to get back into those programs.
I'd say, you know, this setup at Dewey, that was pretty good. I mean, they said we're ready, and by golly, so are you.
Well, you know.
Door knocked once, better get it.
You know, you only have to knock once on the door to say we're willing to do something. I'm like, all right, let's make that happen.
I'm here.
Yeah, let's make that happen.
Now, people want to contact you about mentorship on a variety of different levels. How do we go about getting hold of you?
They can call our office. They can go on our website, which is bigoklahoma.org. They can come down and drop by. It's better to call because I may be out and about creating good things. You never know, you know.
You are a busy woman, that's for sure. Not one place too long.
The number is 918-213-4524. Mm-hmm. And if I don't answer, it's because I'm engaged in another call or a meeting or out. Mm-hmm. So be sure to leave a message. It will go to my email and I will mm-hmm. call you back. Mm-hmm. We'd be happy to talk to anybody, you know, and if you want just more information, or you want information about how I can come and speak to your business or talk about to a group in your church, or and it's not just about recruiting mentors. Churches, employers have people on their workforce who are single parents, who are grandparents raising kids, who could benefit from our program, who may not know about that. Mm-hmm. So when I go to talk, I always talk about our need for mentors for the kids, but this is a service that we offer as well.
With the kids, yes.
So, you know, it's both the opportunity for employees to refer their kids, as well as for employees to volunteer to be mentors.
That is great. That is really something. You brought a visual aid today. Can you show that up for the camera real quick?
I did. Look at that.
There you go. A little higher. Ah, there you go.
There we go.
Well, super dupe.
This is just one of the marketing materials we have. It's a door cling, a window cling. Uh-huh. So you peel this off and it's static. It's not like you have to scrape it off later.
With a blade,
pull it up. It's kind of a one and done. So once you get it stuck, leave it alone.
Leave it there.
I learned that the hard way. But we would be happy if you have a place to display this on your window at your business. Mm-hmm. Or we got creative in one of the employers downtown. They're like, yeah, we can't hang posters. But we could put this on the refrigerator in the break room.
Yes!
I'm like, you know what?
Success!
Works for me. They were saying, well, we could tape a poster. I have a better idea. And the good thing about this is it has the QR code. Uh-huh. So if somebody is really interested in just in more information, they can just use their camera. It takes them right to the website. I'll give them the information, and they can decide what their next steps are. We have yard signs. We would be happy to bring to your home or your place of business. We have brochures that we can hand out. We've got things that can help you as an employer, a church, just a person who's like, hey, you know, I live on a visible corner and I'd be happy to put your yard sign in my yard. All you have to do is call us. We'll bring it to you. And if you're listening and you're thinking, well, I could help them, but it's like this other idea they haven't thought of yet, call me, because, you know, I'm a very resourceful person.
Yes, you are. And she's got ideas.
And but sometimes people will call and say, sometimes they come up with an idea. I'm like, well, that's a good idea, but we can't use it. But this is another group who might be able to use it. But sometimes people come up with ideas that we just haven't thought of yet. Or it's a spin on an idea that actually could work, because it's like, well, yeah, that we can make that work and still stay on mission, you know, because that is what we do. We have to stay on mission.
Yes, you do.
We only have one core mission, and that is facilitating one-to-one mentoring relationships with vulnerable youth.
All right. And again, the website, where can we find you?
It's bigoklahoma.org, .org, and I'd be happy to talk with anybody, give you the information that you need. I'd be happy to come and present. We can do virtual presentations on Teams if they're like, yeah, we're not, you know, we we'd prefer the virtual. In person is always nicer, less mm-hmm. technical difficulties potential. Mm-hmm. But hey, we've done Teams and we've done like Zoom, and we can do that too.
Great. Charlene, thanks for being with us today.
Well, thank you. Now I can go have my coffee.
Oh, yes, you can. Thank you. We've got